Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em, come on, things to do. Don't cheer, you'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping them. No stopping them.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Vassos, it's over to you.
Ah, first guest of the year is the first big signing of this January transfer window. He's the legendary host of the world's longest running TV chat show on RTE, and he's about to become the legendary host of the show After Us on Virgin Radio. And we couldn't be more tub ready for Ryan Tubridy.
Tubridy! Tubbs is in the house and he's sizzling and he's gagging to get on with it.
Chomping at the... Do you know what? I've had all sorts of, wordplay on my name, but Tub Ready is great. I love that. What a day to pluck that out of the sky, Vassos. That's beautiful work.
Welcome,
and thank you.
Welcome,
that's right. Lovely. I've always felt welcome from the day I walked in here in, gosh knows, August, September.
Yeah.
Every time, it's a beautiful thing.
And so, you walked in or you came for a wander?
I came for a wander.
Yeah.
And I was in the taxi coming down the river. And I said to the guy in the car, I said, would you please put on my friend, Mr. Evans, immediately change that channel to from whatever, whatever muck you're listening to.
Could you do that a bit more often?
I do it all the time, even when I'm abroad. He said, sure, they put you on. And you said, on the show this morning, wonderful. And I was going, yeah, actor Damian Lewis. I thought, oh, thank God. I love Damian Lewis. Yeah, and I was looking forward to hearing that. And then you followed it by saying, and from Ireland, you know, Tubridy is coming in to say hello. And I thought, well, I thought I was just going in to say a cup of coffee after the show to walk the floor.
Yes.
And say hello, morning. Anyway, the upshot of it was, I was looking in through the screen there with where the guys are, and I was waving, and you were waving, and then you beckoned. I said, what?
Yes.
Come in. I said, why?
And the candy man.
Who can make the sun shine? And sure enough, Vassos and Rachel are here. Big welcome. And you said, obviously, right, she's Irish, she knows the score, you know, and Vassos gave it was lovely. And after that, I was asked to go and meet somebody out the back.
This is all on the same day?
All on the same day. And I thought, oh, well, I'm getting a beating already. I'm only in the place a minute. And they said, can we have a conversation? And it took off from there. So if anyone's wondering what happened, I say, ask Chris, because it's your fault.
Oh, I don't really know. No. I mean, what happened was the stars aligned, I suppose. The stars aligned.
Yeah, but you gave the stars a nudge. Let's face it.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with a nudge in the right direction.
Nothing wrong with a nudge.
But only a nudge, because you nudge it, and then it gives it a chance of happening.
Yeah.
But then if it doesn't happen, then you don't crowbar it. We know that.
Well, it won't fit.
It's not good.
So whatever happened, it just moved along. You said to me once before about positioning. And I think that's a great word. So if you just put somebody in a position, either it's like watching a game of rugby or something. Either they'll score the try or they won't.
Yeah.
And sure enough, that's probably the last time you'll ever hear me using a sporting analogy, because that is not my wheelhouse. But now, Vassos, forgive me.
Well, it's not your wheelhouse at the moment.
No,
it may well be.
You bought me a book about rowing.
I
mean, it is a bit your wheelhouse.
Oh, I thought it was a book about rowing.
No,
because he's heard the show.
Yeah. It was a book by Boutros Ghali, former UN Secretary General. No, but the boys in a boat, what a beautiful, but that's about, you know, the oars on the water.
Film's out now.
The film, the George Clooney film.
Yeah, it's a George
Clooney
film.
I haven't seen it yet.
It has a terrible rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh gosh, did you see, I heard you talking about, now I haven't seen
Saltburn.
I'm dying to see that. But Barry Keoghan, is he brilliant in it?
Oh,
he's a great actor.
Change, you know him?
I do, yeah.
Get out of here!
Well, you see, Barry started off in a great TV series in Ireland called Love Hate, and he was a young actor, about 17 years old. Fully Dublin.
Because Ian Sutton, he's a Scouser.
Well, this guy is a chameleon. And he is a proper Irish guy from Dublin. And I've had him on, we were in the green room with his granny, having the crack, you know, after the show's one night, because she's lovely. And that's the Irish, you know, if you do a talk show in Ireland, yeah. You know, everyone comes in and they all hang out.
It's not about the show, it's about the crack.
It's about bringing that's the funny thing about that particular show that I did on the TV was that in Ireland, when you do a show like that, and you have guests from around the world that come in and, you know, like, hey, nice to meet you. You know, what is this? Another talk show, whatever. But when you have an Irish guest on that particular show, they get really nervous. Yeah. So you could have Fassbender or Neeson or Farrell, and they come in and they go, oh, geez, I get really nervous. And they start their part and they say, why? You say, oh, the mother's watching and the grandmother's watching and the uncles and the neighbours are all watching. Yeah, it's different to being on, you know, another foreign show, what have you. So Keoghan Barry, lovely fella, and he does this thing which is, you know, this manifestation thing that people talk about. So he had a little book in his thing when he was young, about 17, 18, and in his little diary thing, notebook, he wrote, I want to work with the following directors. He has worked with all of them. Yeah. I want to work with these actors. He has worked with all, write it down. He's worked with all of them. And when he came on the show, I said, there's something about you. You know this, when you meet somebody comes into studio and you go, has it, unfortunately not, you have it, and what have you. He has it in spades, and I said to him, you're going to be bringing back Oscars to this show someday. And he said, an Oscar, I'll be bringing one, two, three. He said, you can watch it back, and one, and he puts them down, the imaginary Oscars. He is going all the way. Actually, himself and the likes of Cillian Murphy after Oppenheimer this year, I watched Maestro over the, I don't know if you watched the Maestro.
Yeah, we watched Maestro.
He was good, wasn't he? Bradley
we watched
Cooper.
Maestro, and we watched Tar, because Tar is a bit about Maestro.
Not dissimilar. Tar didn't move me as much as, I thought Maestro was pretty good.
It's not a family watch, it's a sort of one-on-one watch.
Yeah, precisely. But anyway, I don't know why I mentioned him in Maestro, but oh no, Oscar contender. So like Bradley Cooper, I think it's those. But was Barry brilliant in Saltburn? Sorry, back to the point.
Oh no, off the chain.
I have to watch it this week.
I loved it. Liz from Lucan is very excited. Happy New Year. Listening from Ireland and can't wait to hear Ryan's new show. I know he's going to smash it. So what is going on with your show in Ireland?
Okay, so on our show in Ireland, there's a station called Dublin's Q102.
Good morning, Dublin's
Good
Q102.
Morning. So there's great excitement there because when we come on here at 10, we go on there at 10. Nice. And it covers about probably 1.5 million people in Ireland, which is a nice kind of the greater
kidding.
Dublin area.
Yes, please.
So we'll have a bit of that.
Thank you.
And it's a great station, great run by great people, populated by wonderful people too. So we'll be having a bit of Irish action that way. So I think the listenership to the show after 10 certainly is, and also lots of Irish people are getting in touch on Instagram to say they're downloading the app. They're listening to you guys as well, and so you have a, you know, broadening the harbour just got a bit wider, you know, to bring in more ships and boats, I hope. But so it's great. Somebody sent a lovely message saying, great to have you back. It feels like a friend of mine who has been on maternity is just coming back to the office.
Great.
Well, that's a nice expression.
Great. And it's a great mindset. I love it.
Yeah, it's good
attitude. Spread the love, man.
Fiona says,
so excited to hear Ryan's new show today. He will smash it. Just downloaded the Virgin app. So we can listen here in Ireland. The UK are very lucky to have him.
Hey, lovely messages from Paddy in Kenya is listening in this morning. Miriam is, where is she? In Uganda, sent me an Instagram saying they're tuning in. There's people in Spain and Belgium and all around the world sending messages saying good luck, we're in. And that's the beauty of this station, is that you do not have to be, you know, you don't have to have your little turn the dial. It helps, but it's just not there.
It does help.
Your phone.
I mean, we'd take it if there's a spare one going.
We'll take anything. any old iron.
Yeah.
so it's beautifully global and digital and easy, you know.
Joan says, can't wait for today's show. Good luck, Mr. Ryan. Ryan Tubridy is on the air from 10 o'clock. So, Ryan, you've relocated.
Yes, I have.
And you've got a flat.
I've got a nice little flat. Oh, yeah.
Can we say where it is? You mind?
Yeah, no, don't mind, because it's a long road, so you'll be doing well to find me.
It's a long and famous road. It's around the Abbey Road area, and Ryan sent me a picky last night. You can see the crossing, can't you?
You can
see the Beatles crossing from your new place.
It is weird, okay, because obviously the last time we talked about my love of the Beatles and Paul McCartney, he has an injunction taken out against me. It's holding. But now that I'm living in this area, he's starting to get various legal people are getting nervous. But I looked around. We spoke about this before, where to go, where to look. I looked around so many different places. And then, you know, I was reading the Robert Galbraith books, the Strike series. And there's this one little mention where he says, he has to go and investigate a crime in St. John's Wood. He gets out of the tube station. There's a coffee shop there that's Beatle themed. I said, I just want to have a quick look in as I was traipsing around Putney and Clapham and everywhere else, just to have a look at different places and get different vibes. And I poked my head out of that tube station, looked around and went, gotcha.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? It's otherworldly. You just go. Yeah. And I'd been there. The other place was lovely. There's nothing wrong with them, but they didn't get me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you
you preloaded with the Galbraith book.
Well, for some reason, that line, yeah, that one line in a very big
works,
book,
man,
just jumped out and said, I was going for coffee. A bit like you, for God's sake. You know, I only came in to meet you for coffee and start a job today, you know. And it's so funny walking in here and the big welcome, you know, on the screens and everything like that.
And they've shamrocked the O up.
And they have.
There's a shamrocking welcome to welcome to Virgin. Welcome, Ryan. Welcome to Virgin, Ryan. And there's a shamrock.
They've got
We've got to stick the shamrock. Stick with it.
It's a nice look. Do you know what? What are we on? January, February, March. How would you feel about a little jaunt to Dublin at some stage?
I'm hearing this is it.
You know, I mean, what do you think would the
it's
team
in the
be?
Office. I hear it's definitely on for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, sorry, I thought we might.
No, I think you're on for the week, and I think we can. We can cook hold or jump on board for a day or two.
That would be nice. I mean, I'd love to.
Oh, my
you know what I mean?
Me. Well, it was only the fifth time that I went to Dublin, I realised there was a river. Because we were a bit busy the first four times.
Yeah. You had a lot on. You had a lot going on at that stage, and the river was the last thing you were.
We were a bit iffy, and then I realised there was a liffy.
You say iffy or squiffy?
Iffy, squiffy, and eventually liffy.
You got there eventually.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. On DAB digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
I got my mind set on you.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love Chris Evans.
Woo!
Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
So you spent the last 48 hours in
relocating
John
and
Lewis.
I spent most of my time in John Lewis.
Buying kitchen utensils.
Yeah, I've had to buy one of everything from every shop I've got.
So it's like a student, but with money.
It's a student with a few quid to be able to get the slightly less than cheap stuff. So the cutlery is not plastic. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's good. That makes a change. And I don't have to take the salt from McDonald's. You know, that kind of thing. It's nice.
Yeah.
I can buy my own salt now.
How many towels did you buy?
How many towels? Oh, God. Do you know what
He's folded his arms, everyone.
I know.
Not it's either too many or too few, but it's nowhere in the middle, that's for sure. What happened?
I'm laughing because are there a few things more disgusting than using a new towel first?
Yeah.
You have to run them through the wash because they're gross. But I've got
they're too soft, aren't they?
They're too soft. And they nearly make you wetter. They're disgusting.
They want to be like your friend.
Oh, they're disgusting.
I don't want you to be my friend. I want you to be my towel.
I don't want a needy towel. I just want a towel
you work for me, I don't work for you.
It's like the hand dryers in the toilets that are so bad. They make your hands wetter. You're like, please. But equally, obviously, the reason I cross my arms is because I'm trying to hide these creases in my shirt. I can't iron. I was trying to iron, and the iron's fine, but the ironer is terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm working on that. But yeah, it's slightly studenty, the whole thing, in terms of, you know, populating the flat with little lamps and, you know, like plants and so on. But no, it's beautiful. I bounced. I woke up this morning. I swear to God, I woke up this morning with a grin on my face, and I said, "Give me this year." Give me 2024. I was trying to. I was writing a little card to 2023, and I was going, "How many D's in riddance?" Because good luck.
But
to
without it. That, you don't get this.
But that's so true. And actually, so many gorgeous things happen when you audit it and you realise, well, that was nice.
The lotus
that was
flower
lovely.
Can't grow unless it's covered in mud and crap, man.
Well, here's to Lotus FM because we are good to go. Good to go. I mean, it is great. And I just have a feeling about this year. I mean, for like even from political nerds like me, there's an election in India. There's a US presidential election. It was fascinating. There's election here in the UK. Sorry about this.
75% of the world's population will vote this year.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, they're supposed to vote.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have the opportunity to vote. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we have a little surprise guest on the show this morning. I don't know if I've told you that, but I'm really hoping he can take the call. So Russell Crowe is going to call in to say hello.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it now.
So No, sorry, I'll just go.
Russell, if you want to call in before 10, you're very welcome. If you're busy after 10, we'll take the call.
I had a humility bypass there, didn't I? I should have, so what happened was, anyway, he's coming on to say hello, but the difficulty is...
Come on.
So I was just in touch with him and he said, can't wait to have a chat with you and whatever. And I said, are you okay for this call? He says, 11 hours. And so he doesn't have, you know, your people talk to my people. He said, just... You send me the number, you know, it's all that sort of thing. So
he'll call.
And you know, he'll call. Yeah. But the thing is, he's currently hosting a dinner party for 30 people right. in his ranch in his farm. He's got a pub in his exactly yeah. In Sydney. And he said, but I'll slip out and do the call at 9:30 his time,
yeah.
Which is going to be about 10:30 our time. So it's 11 plus 11 hours. Yeah. And now I'm just going, well, first of all, how decent of him to do that. And secondly, will he remember? He said, keep reminding me. So I'm like texting him saying, are you ready? Are you ready for this half an hour call? I'm like Scooter in the Muppet Show going, 10 minutes to showtime,
you know.
So he's going to call in to say hello and good luck, which is quite nice for him. Yeah.
Good for you. And, you know, it's not your first radio. And we've both been here many times before.
Yeah.
Show one, day one of a new run.
Yeah.
But we know that today's show will not, or like your show in a couple of months' time, will not resemble today's show. It's a work in progress.
That's right.
And because it's not your first radio, you're just going to get on the air today, have some fun,
yeah.
and let it sort itself out.
We're testing the water as well. And I hope people understand that too. And Mira, who you know and love.
Marvellous Mira. Control room, round of applause for Marvellous Mira, please.
So she was sent to me from the heavens. There's the gang now. Hey, little Irish contingent making its way past the window. So Mira,
and they really are little. They had to jump up for us to see them.
They did. And thank God they stills come free. So Mira has been free stills with every appearance. Mira has been,
yeah.
Marvellous is one word, but just truly amazing. So myself and Mira look at each other and go, you ready for this? She goes, yeah, I'm ready for this. Yeah. Do we know what's going on?
Let's get on with it.
Yeah. So let's go for it. So we're very excited about it.
So you're here for a good few years.
I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. So from 10 o'clock this morning, Ryan Tabridi.
Yeah.
Is on the show.
Nothing wrong with that.
We were going to do this early on, but we haven't done it. Top 13 affordable holiday destinations for 2024. Number 13, Albania.
Mm. Now, oh, yeah, they're saying the good things about
Albania. Yeah, people are saying not only good things about Albania being at number 13, by the way, out of the 190-odd countries on the planet, in the world, but they're saying Albania is like this sort of money-conscious person's...
Croatia.
Mauritius. Really? Maldives. Apparently it's that beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
And not that expensive, no. I suspect.
My son is going. He's just after his A-levels. Him and his mates are going to Albania because that's the only place they can afford and they cannot wait.
Looking at the pictures,
I'm jealous.
Maybe it's going to be the new place for young people.
Evening meal, £7. Beer, £1.50. Number 12, Tallinn in Estonia.
Mm, yeah. It's a big stag destination now. I went when it was still...
A stag destination.
But it's beautiful. The old town is cobbled and beautiful.
Okay.
11, Hong Kong, China. Coffee, £4. Evening meal, £16. Beer, £5.
Chris, I really want to go to Japan. I've never been.
Okay.
That's in due course.
Japan's on the way. Japan's number one.
Okay. Get away.
Yeah.
Come on.
Number 10, Bolivia. Coffee, £2. Evening meal, £5. Bolivia,
haven't been.
Anybody been to Bolivia?
No.
Anybody think they've been to Bolivia?
I dreamt about it. Well, no, I'll definitely go, though.
Number 9, Jamaica. Number 8, Belize. Anybody into Belize?
No, but I'd love to.
Okay. Number 7, Bali. Anybody into Bali?
Bali? Nope. This is the least travelled bunch of people you've ever addressed, but here we are.
Well, they're all coming here. That's the thing.
That's them working too hard.
Number 6, the Gambia. Coffee, £1. Evening meal, £7.50. Beer, £1. Sri Lanka, £5. Number 5, coffee, £1. Evening meal, £4. Beer, £1. Number 4, Lisbon, Portugal. Been loads of times. Love it.
Yeah.
All great.
Her's
yeah.
gorgeous.
Very good value for money. Coffee, £1.50. Evening meal, £14. Beer, £2.50.
Wow.
This is not all evening meals. You can't just demand.
Go to a Michelin starred restaurant and just give them £4.
Bang on the table with your shoes saying, Chris Evans told me.
Says in the papers in England, it's £14 for heaven's sake. Number 3, Turkey. Haven't been to Turkey.
Turkey, you like.
Want to go to Turkey.
Yeah, great history.
I went to Turkey from Greece, and most of the tourists in Istanbul were Greek.
Oh, no, that's a good sign too.
Yeah.
Okay. Coffee £2, evening meal £6.50, beer £2.50. Number two, Jerez de la Frontera in Spain.
That's a new one on me, no.
Okay. Coffee 90p, evening meal £13, beer £1.70. And number one, Tokyo, Japan. Average prices, coffee £1.80.
What?
Evening meal £5.50, beer £3. Do you have enough money left after your John Lewis purchases for that holiday?
Not this year, but I think next year, I'm promising my girls a big trip, and I think Japan is the one to go. I didn't realise, that's bad PR. I thought Japan was going to be really expensive.
Me too.
But to hear that, that's really... There's something about it that feels like science fiction. It's just another otherworldly. I'm really excited about going there.
So listen, 10 to 1, give us a flavour.
Okay, so 10 to 1. Well, obviously, if the dinner party is going... if it's a bit boring, hopefully he'll join us.
So 10 to 10.30, Russell Crowe's calling. Will he call, will he call, will he call?
Will he call?
Then Russell Crowe.
Yes.
And then how great was Russell Crowe?
And that's the show. For 3 hours, we're done.
I'm not joking. That is sort of how it
works. Well, that's the main course. And then we're into the hors d'oeuvres and the muse bouche and see what happens around the rest
good
of it.
Good for you.
We've got a nice music lined up, which I'm delighted about, because you know the music can be decided by others and you're going, what? And I looked at the list and went, that could have come out right out of my head. So that worked out really nicely.
Perfect.
And then we're doing a little bit of Ask Me Anything, obviously by way of introduction to listeners from this part of the world going, who is this guy and what does he want from us? So we'll do a bit of that. And obviously the WhatsApp number you have...
+44 333 00 333 00.
That one, which I might get tattooed to my arm.
You won't need it, honestly.
It's fine.
If I can remember it, anyone can remember it.
So I think that's going to be fun too, get listeners to get stuck in with their questions. And then it's lunchtime.
Mate, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chris. It's
great to have Ryan
in
the building.
I'm excited to
well
be here,
done,
I have to say. No, really, I'm chomping at the bit.
Excellent.
Let's get this
Ryan
thing started.
Ryan Tubridy is on on his own show between 10 and 1 every day, Monday through Friday, when we're more or less same as us, blah, blah, blah.
Listen, I'm here. If you're ever stuck and you want to ask somebody something about... did you say you were doing Irish accents? I'm a bit worried about that.
So Ben said...
No, I am. It's like, Jesus, watch that now.
Could you say Ryan's coming in your best Irish accents?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to rate that? Are you okay with did you record it?
In my head, I was great. Yeah, and I said, at the end, I said something like, so he is. Which really, I thought I really liked
so
it. Yeah.
It's funny because one of the greatest... Sorry, Chris, but I'll finish by saying one of the greatest mis-Irishisms, if you can call it, is people, especially in America, that people think we say top of the morning.
Mm.
No one ever. Oh, maybe Bing Crosby as a priest once in the Hollywood.
Wonder where it comes from.
No one ever. Oh, top of the morning. No one ever. The only people who say it are people taking the mick out of people who think that we say it.
So where do you think that comes from then?
I think it's from probably the Irish who went to America in the 20s, 30s, 40s.
Maybe they just made it up.
And they kind of made it up. And it's like, you know, it's one of the many things that you go, oh, I thought you people did that. And you're going, no, we have other isms like the crack. No, it's definitely one.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get our own back because you've moved to St. John's Wood and there isn't a wood there or a bloke called John.
I haven't seen St. John in the canal.
Exactly.
But I baptise thee.
Right. Ryan Tubridy is right. On his own show
top
from 10 o'clock this
morning,
Tuesday through Friday this week. It's a short week give a little soft, gentle landing to him and his listeners. And then next week, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, mate.
See you later.
Lots of love. Good luck.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.